Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's just everywhere. All of you out there battling for InfoWars. And the fact that you realize that InfoWars and its future is tied to humanity's future is a very, very precious thing. And, you know, we've got Jimmy Levy, who's been a very, very successful musician for over a decade and had a lot of hit songs, joining us next hour. He's extremely smart and articulate. We'll cover the waterfront and dozens of issues with him. But he's had now three number one in the last year Billboard songs. Three. With no corporate support. And, again, that just shows how incredibly popular liberty and freedom is. And as a lot of people that have been on the fence about getting involved in the fight for freedom because of the deplatforming, the demonization, the censorship, the Justice Department, the attacks, as people see how popular it is, it lets them have the courage to make the leap into survival and success. And so he'll be joining us, and we'll play some of his amazing music coming up on the other side of this quick break. But really look forward to him being with us coming up here in just a few minutes. Now, after he leaves us, we have Wayne Allen Root, who's always on fire and really has the president's ear, the real president, Donald Trump. He'll be talking about some really big issues that he's got front and center. And the battle, not for the Democratic Party, we know it's totally global, it's out of control, but the battle for the Republican Party and why the establishment's so scared, because we are inches away, not just here, but in Brazil and in Europe and all over the place, on real pro-human, common sense, good people being elected. And so when the New World Order is trying to start wars, and the globalists are trying to collapse borders, and they're trying to devalue currencies, and they're promoting pedophilia and shipping in, you know, triple the fentanyl that was shipped in under Trump, all of that is done with them trying to poison and stun us and confuse us and hurt us so that we are so under massive attack that we're not even basically aware of what's at us. So that's why, and I don't mean to harp on this, but that's why people, realizing InfoWars is a symbol of liberty and freedom, everybody needs to say, I'm with InfoWars. I'm with Alex Jones. Not because I chose that, but because the way things unfolded, everybody from Joe Rogan to Tucker Carlson to Mike Tyson to you name it, to Tim Pool, to so many others now say, Alex Jones was right. Alex Jones is good. Alex Jones isn't perfect, but he means well. We stand with Alex Jones. It's like in the movie Spartacus, that's based on a true story, a slave rebellion led by gladiators in Rome 2,000 plus years ago. They're trying to find Spartacus' dead body on the battlefield, and they're crucifying people for 100 miles all the way in on the main road. It was the Appian Way, if memory serves, into Rome, and they say, where's Spartacus? And they say, I am Spartacus. And so I'm not asking for that great honor. We have been given that great honor by you and by our fight, what we've done. And so now InfoWars is that standard that the enemy fears and wants to stop. So we are all Alex Jones now. And the enemy knows that. And if they can crush us, They believe they can crush you. And when we understand that and we celebrate the black sheep and we celebrate the rebels that fight for freedom, we win instead of letting them bully us and control us with political correctness. We'll be right back. We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is a war on religion. This is a war on the children. They give you the cure with the sickness. This is a war on tradition. This is a war on religion. This is a war on the children. They give you the cure with the sickness. This is a war. This is a war.
This is a war that we live in. Don't ever reveal to you that they also leave in killing you. They don't tell you what the hell you were clear. Even the hurt, you don't know who's leading you. Keep on proceeding to follow. Your mind is so hollow. Are you being caught up by government swallowing up everything that the media tell you without a question or a problem? All of this sheep being slaughtered. They poison the water, removing the father and causing these daughters. Ignoring blue collar, keeping in the dollar and washing your sons and your daughters. Ain't got any honor if I'm being honest. I just ain't picking this time, but I'm gonna ride for my freedom and die for my freedom and question the government lies. A lot on my mind, it's so little time. Gotta think all of us needing a sign. The devil he hides, an ego and pride. They selling their souls and they paying the price. God won't give you more than you can handle. Government should be dismantled. Every politician got a scandal. Prepare for the war. We go.
This is a war on religion. This is a war on the children. They give you the cure with the sickness. This is a war on tradition. This is a war on religion. This is a war on the children. They give you the cure with the sickness. This is a war. This is a war.
I'd rather be red pill, get killed. The ignorant living in me that's still. Don't stand up for something, you falling for nothing. No way to the world that we know for ill. Revelation of a generation losing civilization. I'm the Terminator, just a liberator. With our dedication, fuck the Terminator. Fuck your medication, the administration. Can alienate us or exterminate us? I'll just keep on praying for your salvation. You are outdated. Society becoming outrageous. Keep your house painted for the firstborn. The angel of death in its worst form. We being scorned, the cop of their horns. Remember, this isn't their first war. They coming prepared, so just be aware. They do not want to hear none of your prayers. This is a war that ain't playing fair. They feed off your fear. They wanting you scared. Death and despair, it's all in the air. Just be aware. You think I care? The more that you know, the more that it's clear. This is a war, but
this is
here.
A war on religion. This is a war on the children. They give you the cure with the sickness. This is a war on tradition. This is a war on religion. This is a war on the children. They give you the cure with the sickness. This is a war.
Over a year ago that one of his songs, Jimmy Levy, went to number one. You just saw it. This is a war. Back when the lockdowns, the total control were intensifying in New York City, ladies and gentlemen. And now here we are in the year 2022, and they're going to be trying to bring them back. You can be guaranteed that's the case. So many number one hits, an example of not just talent, they deserve it. But the fact that despite that no corporation or big group promoted it, number one over and over again, showing the power of the people. Jimmy Levy, thank you so much for joining us on Twitter at Jimmy Levy Music, on Spotify, Jimmy Levy, number one Billboard charting and multi-platinum recorded artist from South Florida who's taken the EDM and hip-hop scenes by storm. Jimmy is a Hollywood finalist in season 18 of American Idol, and since then has released multiple dance hits, two of which top, now it's even more than that, the dance and rap hip-hop charts simultaneously. Both The Matrix and This Is War are inspired by his process of waking up to the New World Order after finding his way back to God and being sober for a few months. Jimmy is now, and this is a bio from a year ago, on his next project, War of the Mind, where he will speak on the spiritual and psychological warfare that has blinded humanity as a whole. And he's here with us 6 months later after he first came on to give us an update. We salute him, and we thank him. We try to give him the floor to tell us where we're all going next. We're so great to have you, my friend.
What's up, brother? Thank you for having me again. Good to see you.
Where do you want to start, brother? Because I got to ask a lot of questions. Like, we got more big hits out. Where do people find your stuff? And just what do you see in the world right now? Because you and others were instrumental, like Joe Rogan, in breaking the back of this cub of tyranny in the first round. So for my family and everybody I love, thank you, brother.
And thank you too, brother. Right now we're working on two separate projects. I have my project called War of the Mind that's still in the making, about the spiritual and psychological warfare. And then I also have my collaboration project with the rapper Hi-Rez that we put out now. This is a war which we just got our number two Billboard for. We got the Welcome to the Revolution, which was our second record. We got a number two Billboard. And then God Over Government, we have a Billboard on the way coming. We're not sure what number yet. And we're going to have like three or four more songs on the album. It's going to be called Soundtrack to the Revolution. So I'm really excited about both of those projects. And moving forward, you're going to be seeing a lot of artists, like I said, coming forward, speaking out. I know since 6 months ago when we last spoke, there's been a lot of new people joining the movement that have huge, you know, followings or have been in the industry for such a long time. And, you know, it's a blessing to see. You know, some, half of me says, like, okay, like, you know, where were you? We've been waiting. The other half of me says, you know what? For the masses, it's good. Let them wake up, you know?
Well, that's leadership. I mean, you're going to hear your words in their mouth. That's what trailblazing is. And that you're a real leader. You're going to celebrate the fact that you're shifting the whole industry.
Yeah, it's a blessing. But it's God doing the work.
It is. So, again, I got 1,000 questions, but what has it been like with all these number one hits promoting liberty and freedom? How are you doing spiritually? Because I know the enemy comes after you when you're doing good work.
Yeah, I've definitely had a lot of spiritual warfare attacks. There's been certain nights that I've woken up and I felt like dark hands like coming at me, like choking me, and you know, I would wake up out of it and then read Psalms, my go-to Psalm 91 or Psalm 23, and just like rebuke all of that in the name of Jesus, because those spiritual attacks, these witches in Hollywood, really target the people that are speaking out the most, and I don't know what type of ritual they're doing, but
you're dead right. I would recommend you say the prayer before you go to sleep. I've had the same thing happen. And when I forget, we got to say it every night before you go to bed. You're right.
Yep, that is the real, you know, the real way to stop that from happening.
What happened once you cried out to God? Did it stop?
Oh, yeah, every single time. Anything that you review, it goes away because he's more powerful. And, you know, they like to tell you that these demons have any type of hold on you, and they don't. The truth is they just want what you have, which is the image of God and God's power. So,
beautifully said. Again, I could ask 1,000 questions. Well, you've got the floor here for the hour. You go ahead and let them have it.
So, yeah, I mean, I've been watching a lot of the music of people coming out, and slowly a lot of the lyrics in the music industry, people are starting to speak the truth. A lot of the rallies and, like, the freedom rallies that are happening all over the world, yeah, they died down right now because a lot of the mandates are being lifted, but of course, we know that they're trying to give us what we want, and their main goal, because they didn't put all this billions of dollars and AI technology for no reason to just stop now, is to get us into that digital ID system. And that's what I'm trying to wake up the artists to learn about, because all they know is this mandate or that mandate, but they don't understand they're literally trying to digitally enslave us and then physically. So I've been trying to create a new project that talks more about that in depth, so that people understand that it's more than just about the mandates. It's literally about the Agenda 2030 and the digital ID system that will start it off.
Absolutely. And I'm seeing some of the images of your new stuff. This is game-changing.
Yeah, I just saw it from Red Horns. In that video, like it got a lot of controversy because of what I preach now, but I was actually trying to showcase what, I, from my perspective, what it looks like walking in an industry. People said, oh, that's the occult, it's the occult. And it kind of is. I was trying to show
No, you're
what
showing
it
like what it's... No. Exactly. It's like the Bible describing Satan on the mountain with Jesus. Isn't the Bible promoting Satan? It's showing it.
Right. That's what I was trying to do for that video.
We're going to play some of that coming up. You talked about, we're about to go to break, you talked about how many people are waking up. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing a lot of people come back. You know, half of the people that wake up, they're like, they keep it to themselves, and then they just stop pushing and spewing the things that they've been, you know, pushed into their illusion of reality. And then the other half, who have a lot of, I guess, dignity or whatever, they have the means to apologize to the people that have been trying to wake them up, which I've actually been seeing a lot, and it really surprises me. A teacher.
Stay right there. We're going to come back in with the song that's currently playing, Welcome to the Revolution. Then we're going to play on air Red Horns for folks, Feet with Rick Ross, and so much more with Jimmy Levy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Satanist away, what God's inspiration is. We'll put a little bit of Red Horn's Feet with our guest here, Jimmy Levy, in a minute. I read his old bio. He got off Twitter. He's sick of their censorship. He's at JimmyLevyShop.com and at Jimmy Levy on Getter, Spotify, Jimmy Levy. So he is putting his money where his mouth is. We'll ask him about Twitter and Elon Musk next segment. But getting back to this, I was talking during the break. I said, what do you want to hit next? You said abortion and how they're pushing infanticide of already born babies. And you were saying that's triggered something big. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been hearing about abortion for a long time, and there's always a debate about what is okay, what isn't okay. Spiritually, we know that it is not okay and that this is a sacrifice of a child. But recently, when they allowed born babies after 26 or 28 days to be sacrificed, many people on the side that were defending abortion have woken up, because there's always such a debate. I always see the debate of, on the morality side of things, whether or not it's okay to do it or whether or not it's okay. And then the same thing for when it comes to changing a child's gender. A child, they're always going back and forth about, oh, what that child wants, what this wants. At the end of the day, it's all about getting to the children, you know, and people don't want to look at the real thing that actually matters when looking into these things and understanding what the answer should be, which is the spiritual origin of all of these things. So when you have the abortion, it is actually coming from the worship of Moloch. People would stab inside of the woman and in her parts, and in order to do a sacrifice, pull out the child and give it to Moloch. And that's where this whole entire thing came from. And then you have the worship of Baphomet, which there was a statue in Detroit that they put up, I think in 2016, very publicly on display, which shows Baphomet the devil. And they show a little boy and a little girl looking up at it, and the cross duality thing, which they try to push in the media now, this whole duality thing. And it's very clear that they are showing you that it is of the devil's work to change a child's gender. And that is how, just like we would go to church or even at home and pray to Jesus and you're giving God the glory, the way to give glory to Moloch is to get an abortion and sacrifice your child to Moloch. The way to give glory to Baphomet is to change your child's gender, and that is giving glory to Baphomet. And then you have Baal, who was on Epstein's Island. You saw the owl that was on top of that satanic temple. And what they were doing under that temple was cutting out the heart and eating it together while standing in a circle, and that's how they give glory to Baal. And all of these people, they debate back and forth on the secular subjects and the regular common things of, oh yeah, what's moral, what's not okay to do, but they don't talk about the spiritual origin. Everybody forgets the spiritual origin. If everyone knew the spiritual origin of everything on this earth, on this firmament, then they would understand what they should and shouldn't do in a second. There's no debate about it.
Beautifully said, my friend, and it's all coming to a head as it gets more and more out in the open. Why do you think the Satanists are so brazen now?
Because their time is coming. The end of times is really, you know, there's been many times that seemed like it was the end of times, but right now we've never had, like I said on your show before, all these slip-ups happen. We had that Travis Scott concert that was clearly very satanic. We had a lot of we had in Australia a whole satanic occult scene pop up on the screen in the middle of nightly news. Then we have all these big statues, a satanic club in kids' schools. It's getting more, it's not that it's anything new, it's just getting more and more obvious. So, yeah, we're awake and we already see what's going on, but the people that don't see and that call all of this conspiracy and whatever, they're finally seeing, and they know that if the masses wake up, their game is over, their charade is over, because everyone will turn to God and realize that Satan was so real, and if there was an atheist, if Satan was real, that means God gets all the glory now, and they're scared, because once their time is up, they can't control, they can't conquer and divide, they can't do anything, they have no power here on earth, and they never did.
Jimmy Levy, I totally agree with you. Multiple number one, number two hits on the Billboard charts, and it just shows freedom and God and justice and life and survival and experience and just the open universe is what we all want. But there's free will. That's why these Satanists exist. People blame God right. for allowing this. No, that's free will. God didn't do that.
Right. It is free will. Everything on this earth is free will. I noticed, so because I'm a Messianic Jew, so I'm a Jew, kind of Jew for Jesus, I learned both sides of how both Christians and Jews view Satan. So from what I've learned, Christians view Satan as someone directly up against God who was casted down as a fallen angel once he tried to take God's throne. And the way that Jewish...
Okay. Hello.
All right, I want to hear this. This is powerful, but somebody else cut it on the feed. I heard it in my ear, and Jimmy Levy got shut down. I've never heard this with any guest. Somebody else cut it on the feed and was talking in my ear. Is Jimmy Levy back now? All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to figure this out, and we're going to come back. We're going to hear what he had to say, but the way Christians versus Jews see the devil. This is really important. This guy's really smart. He'd be a great talk show host. He's tuned into what's happening. We're going to go to break. Jimmy, are you back yet? All right, we're going to figure this out. I don't know if it's on his end or our end or what it is, but God Almighty, it never ends, I tell you. So... let's just get him on the phone because I'm not going to do this for an hour, okay? Do this dance where Skype breaks up. We're going to do it. We'll come right back with Jimmy Levy. We're going to come in with the Red Horn's feet for a few minutes, then go right back to him on the other side, Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Obviously, the system does not want you to hear this information. Make sure it gets out to everyone you know. We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For you and me, my friend. Oh, red horns try. gotta get me.
Jimmy Levy, biggest. My passion is love, my hunger was pain. My slips was Gino, and ain't never the same. Lamborghini, my truck, only money I chase. Only woman I lust, must be bearing my name. On the cover of Vogue, dope boy all in my vein. No photographer stream, nothing on but a chain. Stepping off of the plane, Louis luggage for days. Gucci duffel and loafers, streets feel like a parade. Every night we celebrate, so let the bottles pop. Go to sleep on Fisher Island, wake up on the yacht. FaceTime and Mickey call. Calling me from in a box. Commissary on his books and a pair of socks. Touch your money, they can never tell you when to stop. Eating lemon rubber wings like it's really lobster. Stars on my back like I was on a star. But we all joining hands for one common cause.
Sick of being in a field full of pain.
Gotta change the world.
I feel fine.
We all brothers and sisters.
Cause I woke up looking through another day in paradise. For you and me, my friend. Oh, at home, try to get me.
All right, that's Jimmy Levy.
I'm bleeding.
Red Horns feet with Rick Ross.
And God knows.
Which shows the women going from being under demonic control to back to God. And, of course, the Pharisees would say it was satanic, but it's obviously the opposite. So this is War, feet with High Res, Welcome to the Revolution with High Res, God Over Government feet, High Res, Red Horns feet, Reg Ross. Got Shadow and Matrix coming up, but your Skype cut out. Somebody literally broke into it. Other people broke into it. Never seen that happen before. Jimmy Levy, start over with... You're a Messianic Jew, you believe in Jesus Christ, but you're explaining, which is in the Old Testament, New Testament, it's very complex, but there's different versions of the devil, but it's showing us different facets of it. Start over with what cosmically was censoring you, and repeat what you were saying. It's very important.
So, those were the demons. They did not want that to come out for whatever reason. But, as a Messianic Jew, I see both sides of the coin for how the Christians and Jewish people view Satan. In Christianity, it's obviously a figure that is directly up against God. He was casted down for trying to overthrow God. And then in Judaism, he works for God in the heavenly court as the person who tempts people and takes notes of the sins and what they got tempted by. So I kind of mix the two together. I do believe it's a figure because of my experience around people that worship that. And, you know, I also can see how, you know, because we know God is in control and there is free will, that he can, you know, maybe there is a possible way he is setting people up in certain ways to test them and see their faith. So I don't know. I do know it's darkness. I don't want any part in it, but I do understand both sides of how they view it.
Well, Jimmy, let me just tell you, somebody that has studied Jewish writings of mysticism and the Old Testament, which is Jewish, and the New Testament that is Jewish, that what you're saying is non-contradictory. The devil has multifaceted points, but God sent the devil to test Christ, his son, on the mountain after he had fasted to make himself weak. To his weakest point, he offered the whole world. So it's not contradictory. That's what the New Testament says as well. It isn't like God likes the fact that Satan rebelled and tried to do all this, but now Satan is there and comes and asks God, what can I do to this person? What can I do to that person? And when God chooses, God lifts the hedge, like with Job, saying, nothing you can do will make him turn against me. Same thing with King David. And it was that process of God lifting the hedge so that his most loved could be attacked just to prove the point, because there's not skin in the game. There's not blood in the game. Does that make sense, my friend?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So it does incorporate both sides at the end of the day, for sure.
What else great knowledge you got for us?
I did learn, I don't know if you've ever heard about the G theory. A lot of people were telling me that the G is in God. So how we say in Jesus' name, there is this G theory where everything on this earth is in G. So when we walk, we're not walking, we're walking in G. So we walk in G. When we talk in G, talking. When we sing in G. When we pray in G. But there's a reason for the NG, considering that all words on this earth, especially in English language, are spells, which, you know, in the the new age they see manifest.
Well, yeah, we're made in God's image, so everything we say is power.
Right. But they try to take that away from us using the English language, which compared to Hebrew and Aramaic that the original scriptures were on, were more spiritual and had...
No, I agree. The English language is the global dominant language because it's a amalgamation of barbarian languages and others, which kind of scientifically cubes out the words to a different level. And you're right, the Aramaic and the Jewish language and others are more complex. Not putting English down, but you're right. That's why English has taken over, because you could say it's the devil's language.
Right. So that as long as we're using basically their language that they've created for us, we're still going to be living in their matrix. And then obviously God sets us out of that matrix, giving us that discernment to see what it is that we are saying, but beyond the actual word.
So, powerful. Lay more on me.
Well, in the next couple of months, I do see a lot of artists coming forward fully. I don't know if you saw, did you watch Watch the Waters?
I did.
What did you think of it?
Very complex. Give me your view.
So, you know, I think it makes more sense as far as the snakes than as the bats. Obviously, I never looked at the bats as anything to do with this whole pandemic, but the snakes, it's the symbol of all evil, and it would make sense that these people, because they're already doing it spiritually and, you know, on the television psychologically, that they would want to do it direct with the medical movement and, you know, poison all of God's children with the serpent's DNA. It makes 100% sense. And I was on I was supposed to be on this tour that I left because of multiple reasons. And Dr. Artis, who was on there and was going to speak about those things, was actually taken off of the tour. So, you know, if a lot of people are censoring within the movement, I think that there's no point. The whole point of freedom is to have different takes and you know, the scientific method. We have to question everything. We can't just all have one side and all the other side. There's got to be a middle. There's got to be a half of the middle, you know. I definitely want to look into that more, but I really think that it makes a lot more sense than what happened with the bats. And, you know, I think a lot more is going to come out, and it will kind of disturb the entire medical freedom movement, because a lot of the current treatments are not actual treatments for what this new information brings.
Well, I agree that a cocktail of weapons are attacking us. And this is all a big test to depopulation. We're going to break in 20 seconds. What are we going to hit on the other side?
What happened?
What do you want to cover when we come back?
When I come back, I want to cover different lyrics and how backwards it means something different.
We know that goes on. All right, Jimmy Levy is our guest. Find him at JimmyLevyShop.com, on Getter at Jimmy Levy, Spotify Jimmy Levy. We'll be right back, InfoWars.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They want you locked in your home without God and alone. Don't want you looking up Dr. Sebi and Robert Malone. The truth blocked on your phone. They call the shots from their throne. These politicians and these doctors, they are not in control. Jimmy.
Don't cover the face that the Lord created so it can be seen. Tired of the fake trending all over the place. We just want to be free. There's no fear with faith, it's brazen, still we're hiding underneath. All the pads of threats and trauma that came from this tyranny. We won't bow down to the golden cow and do as it pleases. We don't care what they say, it's God over it.
Suffering, won't let our freedoms to crumble and disappear without a fight in the struggle. They want us all sick and don't want you recovering. Want you depressed and addicted, appeals that they're giving. Not trusting decisions and these politicians. Right or left, wing, it's not really that different. But fast in your prison, they want you dependent on never sustain. So God is my witness, I don't need permission. They're causing division through our television. They're coming for children and all the traditions. So get ammunition, prepare for the war. The revolution is in store. I'm waiting for them at my door, removing the freedom supports, of course. Judgment Day is more important than court. I'm going to steep in my voice in my court. I'm going out to
God over government. Featuring Hi-Rez. And wow, so impressive. That's just part of it. Jimmy Levy, congratulations on all the work you've done. You got a bunch of new stuff about to come out, but you guys really helped break the back currently of their big COVID tyranny power grab. We just salute you. And we were talking before the break, you wanted to hit some other big important news about lyrics, about manipulation of language, all this new fake language they're coming out with. Elaborate on that.
Yes, so I grew up in a psychic family. So that's what gave me a little bit of the spiritual side of things to see different. And of course, I kind of had to break a generational curse because that does open portals to other things. However, I do believe God does give certain gifts to people to see certain things and help certain people. And my grandma was the number one psychic in the world, and she was a psychic to the stars. So a lot of the artists would basically have her as like their therapist. They would talk to her about everything. And once she saw, right before she passed away last year, she saw a lot of the artists, they would tell her that they would put lyrics and put things backwards in songs. If they were in certain contracts with labels or, you know, with certain managers, and they weren't allowed to speak out about what they wanted to say or about their depression because they had to keep on a happy face for the public, they would put things backwards. Like, for example, if they were depressed, they would be like, "I'm so sad," or "The devil has me," and stuff like that in a backwards type of chant motion. You also see that in a lot of music videos that are all over, especially ones that have caused people not to be here anymore. In my, from what I've viewed, I don't know if you know about Avicii, for example. He was working on, he was one of the biggest DJs in the world, and he was working on a huge movie about the children that are being trafficked, and he made a music video basically hunting pedophiles and branding them all on their backs with the word pedophilia, and that was on one of his major songs, which some of them were huge, like the "Feeling Away Through the Darkness" is that huge one, all the big like EDM songs that he had that traveled the world, and after that, things started going downhill, and he had like a big depression, and then they said that he took his life, but the true people that watched him and followed his journey and saw what he was speaking about know exactly what happened. And it's very sad. And a lot of these artists, you have to really listen to their lyrics and then play the songs backwards. My grandma told me after being around all the biggest people, she was with Michael Jackson, Elvis, and anyone in politics and the music industry, name it. And she would tell me a lot of them would do that same method because that was the only way that they could use their actual voice, instead of what was being written for them or what they were being told to write if they were a writer.
Absolutely. Hidden things everywhere. And now as the Satanism comes out in the open and people reject it, and then Satan doubles down. What do you expect is about to happen in the next few years? Because we're already in just an incredible time with nuclear war threats with Russia and biomedical tyranny and open borders and devalued currencies and pedophilia being promoted openly. I mean, everything we've talked about is now out in the open.
Right. I mean, everything is there, and those people that, you know, the only ones at this point that aren't seeing what's going on are the ones that don't want to believe it and want to continue believing the illusion of reality that they've been presented their entire life. And they don't want to break that bubble, but it's all fear. So at the end of the day, they do truly believe it. They just don't want to admit that they were wrong. And, you know, I do think it's going to get more and more obvious. I think that you know, this is a sad thing, but guess what? We do have to go through a tribulation, and I do think there's going to be a lot of very blatant Satanism in schools, and it's going to have to get to that point where all the darkness is really, really at the forefront and really just there until everybody just breaks and then looks for a savior, and that's when people are going to, you know, start depending on man, and we only have to depend on God. But those who already didn't have faith in God and now see what's going on, they're first going to look to men. So those are going to be the lost in this case. And we're going to have to really keep our eye out and see who can be this Antichrist that is going to rise to save everybody once the blatant Satanism is everywhere. You know, I see a lot of people praising different men on this earth. And, you know, at the end of the day, we can't make any idols out of people. We have to only praise God and rejoice and give glory to God. So, you know, it doesn't matter what everything appears, there's always a second agenda. I see a lot of people talking about certain people that take over certain things and big companies this year.
I was going to ask you, what do you think of Elon Musk?
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's cool to celebrate freedom and celebrate us getting our freedom back in any way. But I feel like we're just finding a way to celebrate our freedom. And, you know, using my discernment, I don't trust it. And I do think it's a way for either everybody to get back on Twitter that once left because of the swamp that it became and my Twitter got removed. Or I think that there's another whole agenda to track down everybody's data and, you know, watch and be able to build everybody's brain based off of what they do using their technology, because that's what he's heavily involved with, you know. His goal is to connect the internet to the brain, and everybody keeps forgetting that. We can't just forget that because he bought Twitter and is making a few tweets that please people. At the end of the day, we only have to count on God for everything, especially all the good and all the darkness to be away. We can never count on man, because there's always two hands in everything. There's the hand of darkness and the hand of light. And in this case, there's more in the hand of darkness on his side, is what I'm seeing.
Powerful. Jimmy Levy, we got to get you back on more often. Thanks for going on Owen Schroyer's show and Harrison Smith, the other broadcaster. We really appreciate you. People can find all your new music and more. What's the best place to go for that?
Right now, while we have Spotify, Apple Music, and I think, because I already got a few warnings from some of these companies that they're going to be taking down my music for the type of speech. I mean, maybe a free speech person can take over Spotify or Apple, but until then, I'm probably going to be making a music site where I only have my music exclusively on there. For now, it'll be under Jimmy Levy Shop. I'm going to put it to Jimmy Levy Music eventually.
Beautiful. Thank you for the time, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Wayne Allen Root's about to take over. Then the War Room in an hour, like 5 minutes from now. Separately, thank you, listeners, for last week's support. Thank you for the donations. Thank you for buying the products, which will enrich your life. Thank you for your word of mouth and your prayer. But we need support now. Plus, you need the products we have. If you haven't had Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, experience the iodine conspiracy, what they're trying to keep you from, believe me, just like our information is powerful, products I promote are powerful. I would not sell something or do something that isn't amazing. That's when we sell a silver coin or a gold bar for three times the markup. I tell you, this is a markup. It's a work of art. We need the extra money. But with the supplements, there's barely markup. They're incredible deals. T-shirts, books, films, you name it. Very low prices. We sell storable food. I'm making 30% on that because it's a good food at a low price. So we'll tell you when something is purely to keep us on air or when it's something that's really going to fund what you're doing and support you. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have BrainForce Ultra back in stock, 40% off. We have the great little gold bars with the little art piece that comes with them, up to 50% off when you get three or more of them. We have X2 back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. We cannot stay on air without you. With you, we are unstoppable. Our most important work is happening now. And so, again, I respectfully ask you to pray for us, spread the word, and buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They can answer all your questions and take your orders via the phone as well. If you'd like to do it that way, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. All right, Wayne Allen Root takes over. Stay with us.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.